USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Multiple reports say President Trump will nominate Amy Coney Barrett to fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court made available with last week's death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Barrett is currently a judge on the U.S. Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals out of Chicago. The overall vacancy has added heat to an already hot political battle, and a Washington Post ABC poll show a majority of Americans oppose efforts by the president and the Republican-led Senate to fill the vacancy before the election. Republicans plan to move as quickly as possible to fill that seat, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell already making moves in that direction. Justice Ginsburg broke one last barrier Friday, becoming the first woman to lie in state at the Capitol. She was the second female justice of the High Court. Ginsburg will be buried in a private ceremony next week at Arlington National Cemetery next to her husband, Marty. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has lifted all coronavirus restrictions on bars and restaurants effective immediately. That means they can open at full capacity in Florida, and counties are virtually powerless if they want to impose local restrictions.
If a local restricts between 50 and 100, they've got to provide the justification, and they've got to identify what the costs are involved with doing that are.
Until yesterday, local governments could go further in their restrictions compared to the state. DeSantis says the state is prepared if there is a surge in COVID-19 cases. A dad in the Bronx is being hailed as a hero as he shielded his three small children from gunfire at a local car dealership. 39-year-old Anthony Jefferson was looking to surprise the mother of his kids with a new whip for her upcoming birthday. According to a GoFundMe page, he lost his job due to injuries from that incident. That fundraiser has raised well over $100,000 as of Friday afternoon. And you are listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another college athletic conference is moving forward with football this season. Details from USA Radio's John Hunt.
The Pac-12 will be back in the football business starting in November. Pac-12 teams will play a 7-game conference-only regular season schedule followed by conference championship game on December 19th at the home stadium of the divisional champion with the best record. No fans will be permitted all season. The plan was hammered out at a meeting of Pac-12 presidents and chancellors. The Pac-12 initially announced on August 11th it would not play any football this year because of lingering medical questions about COVID-19. By going ahead, the Pac-12 becomes the fifth Power 5 conference to be this fall. The Atlantic Coast Conference, Big 12, and SEC all previously announced plans to play in 2020. The Big Ten initially decided not to play this fall, but reversed itself last week after the conference was able to secure the ability to rapid testing daily. The Big Ten resumes on October 23rd. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The City Council in Berkeley, California has passed an ordinance this week banning certain stores from selling junk food, candy, and more in checkout aisles. The bill passed unanimously, and it's called the Healthy Checkout Ordinance, which requires stores that are more than 2,500 square feet in size to sell at least 25 feet of healthy items in the space near the checkout registers. The rule is expected to go into effect in March 2021. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.